Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Carmen and Yurko, WMVP, WTBC, HD2 Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
It's hump day. It's a beautiful Wednesday. Carmen and Yurko live in our State Street studios. Abdallah's back. Nice to see his smiling face. We are live on YouTube today and every day. You can watch us on our very own YouTube channel. Go to youtube.com/@CarmenAndYurko. Like and subscribe. Click that subscribe button. It was reported late in the day yesterday or late in the show. We were doing crosstalk. I think Peggy saw the news first. She said, oh, here
it is. It was 2:38.
Breaking news.
It was 2:38, Carm.
Caleb Williams has signed.
Yeah.
You know, Roma Dunze signed earlier in the day. And I kept all night, I kept going to the Bears Instagram
for an official announcement.
Repost the picture of Caleb signing. And I kept wondering, I'm like, why don't the Bears have a picture? They got the picture of Rome. I added it to my story. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what the kids tell me.
Yeah.
I kept looking. I want to add Caleb's smiling face to my story. And it never happened. It never happened.
Right.
And then this morning, I got up and I checked, and I'm looking at the Bears' social media, and I'm like, why don't they have a nice picture of Caleb signing his contract? Caleb has not signed his contract, according to Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk. Now, Florio doesn't think it's too big of a deal, but he writes this morning, Caleb Williams has signed his rookie contract, unless he hasn't. Despite widespread reports Tuesday, the first overall pick has not signed his rookie deal. We've heard on multiple occasions since the reports first surfaced yesterday. The Bears have not responded to the question of whether Williams has indeed signed the contract or not. That said, the deal is essentially done. The haggling over some of the language is what matters now, and the process is being complicated, we're told, by the fact that lawyers for Williams perhaps lack the knowledge and experience that come from being a full-time agent. We're told that Williams will get his full signing bonus not long after signing. As to the potential voiding of future guarantees and or offset language, it's unclear whether the lawyer is even aware of the nuances. Regardless, the deal is expected to be signed, and in the end, Williams likely won't be getting anything above and beyond what first-round rookies typically get. I mean, whether the lawyers are aware, I don't know. The lawyers probably dealt with contract law for, I can't imagine how long, if you're hiring a lawyer that specifically deals with labor law and contract law, how foreign could it be, honestly?
Well, you just have to familiarize yourself with the NFL rules standard NFL players contract.
I guess.
I mean, when you sign your NFL players contract, you get a copy of it. You could see it. You could take a look at it. So I'm sure if you've done any other NFL contracts, you're very familiar with what those look like.
They found the one lawyer who's never done any contract law for any NFL players. I don't know. I think still it is probably something that it doesn't sound like it'll be too big of a deal. I don't know.
I mean,
it's not a big deal until it's a big deal, right?
It's not a big deal. We don't want you to use the franchise tag. No.
I don't know.
Will you use the franchise tag after year five? Yes, of course we will. We want you to take that out. No. Absolutely not.
This can't be that
complicated. Here's your precedent. Deshaun Watson's contract that he signed with the Cleveland Browns. Right? $250 million, $240 million guaranteed. Fully guaranteed. And then the rest of the players started away. We want fully guaranteed contracts too. And what the other 31 owners do? They called up the owner of the Cleveland Browns and said, you blankety blank blank blank, blankety blank 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 blank, blankety blank. 31 of those phone calls came. And then one from the league probably came and asked, what are you guys, idiots? Are you dumb? Are you all stupido? Okay, so that's happened. You do not go out of the realm and start sacrificing things that have been negotiated into the contract. Franchise tag is negotiated and collectively bargained. It is in the contract. It's there, period. It's not there. If you want to use it, you don't want to use it. They have to decide. The team decides. If Caleb Williams is going to be a player and they can't agree to a contract, then the franchise tag gets utilized. If we think Caleb Williams is going to be fantastic and they want to take care of him after year three, then he's never going to have to worry about it. Never. The franchise tag is there. If you got a guy like Caleb Williams and he says, you know what? I like Chicago, but I don't love Chicago. I really love L.A.
Don't even.
You know what I'm saying? I really love L.A. So if I can convince him not to put the franchise tag on me, I'll be able, when I'm a free agent, be able to go anywhere. Well, they can only use it on you twice, right, Carm?
They can use it on you twice.
Twice.
No, it's franchise is three times, isn't it? Or is
no,
it only twice?
It twice?
Maybe it is only twice.
You can't use it the third time.
You can't.
You use it the once. You pay the average of the top five salaries, I think.
And then it goes to 120%
of the contract that you just signed with the player.
Yeah.
So say at that point it's $40 million.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
So you agree to give him $40 million. Then the next year you agree to give him $48 million because that's 120% of $40
million. Yeah.
So 2 years, 88, whatever that is going to be. By the time he gets there, it's going to be a lot more than that. And then after the $48 million, then there you go. But I would be trading the individual.
I do. By the way, I do think it's three times. I think it's three.
So what's the third time? 150% of that salary?
Yeah, again, it goes up to another level. Teams can tag a player three times. The value of the tag increases each time. The second time a player is tagged, they receive 120% raise over the previous year. The third and final time, it is a 144% raise. Yeah, that's what I thought. It's three times for a franchise
Over $48 million, 144%.
Yeah, you'd
get... That's a 44% increase. That's pretty substantial.
I don't know how many...
Almost a $24 million increase.
You know, sometimes we're doing things, we're trying to go off memory. This is just off the top of my head. I don't know how many times the team's ever even dared use it three times. Other than, am I wrong? Wasn't Kirk Cousins tagged three times by Washington, or am I wrong about that?
Aren't
they the only team that... I could be wrong. Again, I get confused. I remember stuff from the 80s and 90s when I was a kid better than now. They say that's common. When you're a kid, you don't have as much filling your brain, right?
Yeah.
Like, how can I name the entire 1984 starting lineup for the Chicago Cubs? Or the 79 We Are Family Pirates when I was like three?
Right.
But I have a tough time remembering, did Washington use the tag on Kirk Cousins three times? It seems to be jumping out to me that they did. I might be wrong, but I think it is extremely rare. Extremely. But
yeah,
it can be used up to three
times. I'll try
times.
To find the answer, but yeah. This is much to do about nothing. Get him into camp. I don't know what you're trying to do. You're trying to do it differently. You want a percentage of team ownership. It's never going to happen. It's never going to happen.
Sign the contract. Come on.
Yeah, we'll see when you get here.
This is it. And again, you want to break the mold on the next one? Fine. That is, you will have earned that right by playing in this league and playing great. Why there's any drama with any rookie contract anymore in the NFL?
It shouldn't be.
There just should not be.
The veteran players sold you out.
They did. Yes, they did.
The veteran players sold you out.
This is it. They did. It's a crummy deal. Sorry, it's a crummy deal, especially for a first round pick.
Yep.
You know, we should all have such crummy deals that we should all be so unfortunate, like Brandon Ayuk, that somebody wants to pay us $14.5 million in the fifth year. But I get it. Like, it is a for most of us, you'd laugh at that, but for them, it is a crummy deal. The average lifespan of the NFL player is like 3.7 years. And the first rounders, because of the veterans, got an extra year slapped onto the back of their contract when they can go out and really earn. And it's a crummy deal for them. I get it. That's it. Sign it, be done.
That's all you have.
There should not be any drama. There's no negotiating. This is what it is.
Yep.
And you want to break the mold on the next one, go be awesome. Go play your first 3 years like Patrick Mahomes.
Wow.
Go play your first 3 years like Justin Herbert. Go play your first handful of years like Josh Allen. Go ahead.
Listen, the NFL.
And break the mold.
The NFL experience is one to be learned. He's learning. You're learning. This is what it's like. This is what it's going to be like. The shoe goes to the other hand.
The shoe goes
to the other hand.
That's awesome.
In the next contract where the player gets somewhat of an advantage. You know what I'm saying?
That's great. Yeah. Somehow the tables turn, I think.
Yeah.
That's when he breaks the mold. When
that's
he's
where you
awesome.
Get guaranteed money. That's when it's coming down to
the pipeline. When you're one of the three best quarterbacks in the league, that's when you break the mold.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Have at it. So, again, like, I'm sure all of it will get done. It's like, you know. But it was a surprising headline to see this morning on Pro Football Talk. Like, wait a minute, why is Caleb Williams there saying
he's coming back?
He hasn't signed his contract. But I did keep wondering. I'm not joking about that. I kept looking on the Bears' social media, like, why haven't they said something about Caleb's deal the way they did with Rome? So I'm assuming Florio is correct.
So I found
some of the early reporting yesterday.
So I found something just about the exclusive tag. It's only been used four times.
The exclusive
tag. And that was Drew Brees in 12, Von Miller in 16, Cousins in 17, and Le'Veon Bell in 2017.
So, Yurko, if he's got a, if he doesn't have a league certified agent, right, and he's dealing with these lawyers, and he even says, my lawyers are handing it, my team's handing it, does the team send him the deal and then he sends it to the lawyers because he's the acting as the agent? Is that how this would work?
Whatever arrangement he has, he's supposed to be negotiating the deal.
So, but as far as like the league goes, like he's almost acting as his own middleman before it goes to the lawyers?
He's supposed to be acting as his own agent. That's what he's supposed to be acting.
But he's not, because he keeps saying my team and my lawyers are handling it.
I understand that. I understand that. So, obviously, the information goes to him. Then it would go to his lawyers. Then his lawyers would send it back to him. And then they would go back. Yes, he would be the theoretical middleman. In theory only, though. Because you and I have a feeling they might have to send it to him. And then he's got to move it on so they, the Bears, can say, hey, we've sent everything to him. What advice he's getting from who?
Yeah.
Is his business. That's not our business. So if his father and his group of lawyers are all sitting together in one room and his dad's getting the email and then his dad's sharing it with all the lawyers, that's the way it's working.
Could be an interesting conversation with Ryan Poles on Friday.
Yeah.
At 10:30
a.m. It'll be done. It'll be done by then.
You say that.
It will be.
We all thought it was done yesterday.
It will be, though, because again, there's nothing to be done here.
But Ian, okay, so I saw a clip on NFL Network from Ian Rappaport, and this was a few days ago. This was on Monday, and he said, I wouldn't be worried even if this goes into August.
Whoa.
Now it's...
That would be a little sucky July because you're 17th. Supposed to hit the ground running with this guy. Like, that would be... They've got a lot of practices between now and August. Like, they start practice on Saturday. That would be kind of crummy.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of crummy.
But his wording was, I wouldn't be worried if this goes into August. If I'm a Bears fan, I wouldn't even be worried if this goes into August.
I don't care who says it. I promise you Bears fans are going to be going nuts if it goes into August.
Well, that's my point, is that if this goes into August, we're only in the middle of July. You got two more weeks here before you get to August.
They're going to go, Bears fans are going to go absolutely ballistic if this bills into August. I can promise you that. And maybe at the end of the day, it'll be much ado about nothing. But can you imagine what the next 2 weeks will be like around these parts if he still hasn't signed? I don't think that's going to be the case. I didn't think we'd be talking about this right now because it sure seemed like it was done yesterday, but apparently it's not. But I can't imagine it takes too much longer. Cousins was not franchised that third time. At the time he signed the second franchise tag in Washington, he was to date, and I believe still the only quarterback to ever be tagged in consecutive years. They did not use it a third time because at some point, even a second time is cost prohibitive. You get way, you know, when you're talking about 144% raise, you're really eating up a large.
How do you like me now to the general manager?
Yeah. Even to do it twice. I mean, Cousins did play on that tag twice. I knew it was at least twice. For some reason, I thought it might have even been the third time.
The quarterback tag this year was $38
million. $38
million.
Yeah. Look, the wide receiver tag is like 24. Higgins is playing on a $24 million deal.
The running back tag is 11-1.
What's that punter tag?
It's like $5 million, shockingly enough. It's ridiculous.
I always
told you what they would make, $600,000. Punter would never see $1 million on my team. Never be a two-comma guy.
Never?
Either the kicker. Either.
Maybe the kicker, not the punter.
Nope. Neither the kicker.
Maybe the kicker.
Told you.
What if you had Justin, who's the kid in Baltimore? What's his name?
Tucker.
Justin Tucker. Yeah, if you had Justin Tucker, maybe pay him a couple.
Nope.
Maybe a Shmuel Yurk?
Nope.
No?
Boy, nope.
Miller's going to be pissed at us if he's
Harrison Butker, perhaps, Yurk?
Nope.
No, Harrison Butker. Didn't he just tell his wife to make him a sandwich?
Yeah. 675, guys. 675,000. Would you make your wife a sandwich?
Would I make my wife a sandwich? Of course.
I made my wife a sandwich.
Of course.
I cook dinner sometimes.
I cook all the time.
I would.
Boy, did you think Harrison Butker ever cooked? Like, he doesn't dare.
I would love to be a stay-at-home husband. Are you kidding me?
Stay-at-home husband, sure.
I was a stay-at-home husband for 2 days. It was great.
I couldn't do it.
Video games.
I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it either because you'd go nuts. You got to get out of the house. I don't think it'd be an ego thing. I just think you couldn't be. Who would want to be in the house?
My uncle Ito, his wife is a pediatric surgeon.
Yeah.
He's a stay-at-home dad.
Did he? Yeah.
He had no issues with it.
I would go nuts, I think. I'd go stir crazy.
He'd get himself busy with everything that needed to be done around the house. He'd be outside getting all the stuff done. He'd be inside getting all the stuff done.
If I did something like that.
She's a pediatric surgeon, for heaven's sake.
He doesn't have to do anything.
My uncle's off the boat. All he did was blue-collar jobs his whole life.
Again, it's not like ego wouldn't get in the way.
I'm still trying to figure out Uncle Ito landed that.
Who knows?
What were you doing,
good looking Croatian, I guess.
Good for him.
It'd be
and my Uncle Donna were like the two wild and crazy guys from the 1970s Steve Martin.
That's awesome.
I'm telling you, dude.
Like SNL.
If you'd have saw these guys, I got a picture of these guys in the 70s. Leather jackets.
Wild and crazy guys.
The platform shoes.
That's awesome.
Just a leather jacket with no shirt on.
No wonder why.
It was amazing.
Fantastic.
I go, what were you guys doing in Chicago in 75?
Fantastic.
Nigga, making it happen, Johnny. Making it happen.
That's too good, man.
Oh, my God.
Do you think Harrison Butker ever even goes into his kitchen? Like, does he ever step foot? Or
no, there's
like,
nothing for him in there.
How, you know, like, you know.
Of course. Of course he's in his kitchen.
You think so?
Yeah.
But he never, you think he turns on the stove?
I think he has, yes.
It's the woman's job.
I think he's cooked breakfast.
No chance.
Yeah.
No chance.
Absolutely. He cannot fry an egg.
No way. There's no shot.
You're crazy. No way.
Yeah, it takes him 5 minutes to make a 3-minute egg. That's what I always like to say about guys that aren't good in the kitchen.
No chance.
Matter of fact, I had some 3-minute eggs today.
Did you?
Yeah, the white is hard and the yolk is liquidy.
You like that?
Yeah,
you
I
like
love
like
it.
A soft boiled egg.
Yeah, we call it grusha tjaja.
Grusha tjaja.
Grusha tjaja.
Grusha tjaja.
And it's delicious, kid.
Is it
the soft boiled egg? I tell you, it's the way to. I think it's the way to go to have breakfast.
Okay. All right, we'll continue to follow any updates that we hear of or let you know if there's any new development. But Caleb signed to Mike Flores says he hasn't signed yet.
You know what I used to cook the best?
What you used to cook the best?
Toast.
No, stop.
You got a hold of me.
Yeah.
You got a hold of me.
You're good now in the kitchen.
You got a hold of me, Carm. I started to create some magic.
You've worked wonders, my man.
I even cured my own guanciale.
Oh, that's awesome, by the way. I've never even done that. That's fantastic. Do. Hey, did you hear there was a secret meeting between two pretty powerful people here in Chicago and in Illinois? Did you hear about this?
I did not hear
pretty
about
powerful
this.
Meeting, and it could affect the Bears in their new stadium. We'll talk about that coming up next. 312-332-3776. It's Carmen and York. We'll be right back. At Smashburger, they elevate burgers with their unique smashing technique. With over 83 million burgers smashed in 7 Chicagoland locations, every bite is a masterpiece of flavor. Every bite a better burger. Order online today at smashburger.com.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago. Carmen and Yurko are back. This is Chicago's Home for Sports. ESPN Chicago.
Saw in the Tribune this morning that Governor Pritzker met privately for the first time with Bears president and CEO Kevin Warren.
Oh.
As the team continues to push for upwards of $2 billion
in public support.
Oh, yeah, I know what it is.
You know what this is?
I know what it is.
This is what's going to cost the Bears to build there. Oh, yeah.
This is a little bit of. Yeah, I know what it is. This is what it's going to cost you, and then you know what it means for us, the taxpayer?
No.
This is what we're going to ramrod down your throat.
Exactly.
This is it.
Exactly.
This is it. This is the way politics in this state go.
Yep.
It's pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
It's pathetic. Yep. Won't go to a vote. We're just going to...
Secret backroom deals.
That's it.
Yeah. There's going to be all types of transparency until it happens.
And then
it'll be deep, dark rooms.
It sucks. Like, and these teams win.
And we all lose under this guise of we
have to suck it up and just do it. We can't lose our team. We have to do it. Civic pride. We'll take it. Bend over. We'll bend over. Sucks.
Yeah.
Just sucks.
This is the first meeting.
First meeting
of many.
Where Governor Pritzker was telling him how he's got to wet his beak a little bit.
And then
Pritzker
will tell him, you never deal with me from this point on.
Right, yeah.
You're going to deal with my guy.
They're all cartels.
My guy needs to be taken care of, too.
Terrible.
Oh, yeah. You know how it works in this state.
It's the scene in Godfather 2.
Yeah.
It's the wet the beak. Sometimes younger people don't know what we're talking about, where that expression comes from. It's from The Godfather 2. He says, I'm not a greedy man. I'm not asking too much. You just got to wet my beak.
That's
He's the mob boss of the neighborhood.
Right.
And he's strong-arming De Niro in his game.
Right, and he takes a couple of dresses, right?
Yes, and he says,
I don't ask for too much.
Yeah. You just got to wet my beak a little bit. That's this meeting. Governor Pritzker's like, I'll finally sit down with you. I talk tough. No, it's a non-starter.
Yeah, yeah.
Yesterday they had breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Two fat cats.
Jeez.
This is what you're going to have to give me. I'm going to wet my beak.
The Bears had to pick up that bill. Hello.
Whew. Just sucks.
What do you think?
$2 billion.
Chicken waffles?
Chicken waffles.
Yesterday's list was breakfast. You know there's no Frosted Flakes going down there.
No.
No.
$2 billion in public money.
Yeah.
And you guys just, you take it. So, you know, even if they build in Arlington, they're going to come crying for public money. Yeah, what does it matter?
Of course they are.
It's all.
Absolutely they're coming.
It's all crap.
Yeah.
Crap.
It's garbage.
But we seemingly are in the minority. I don't know. What are you guys talking about? I got no problem with it. That's what taxes are for, really? I thought they were like, you know, for infrastructure and schools and education and things like that. We find a way to F all that up, too, in this state, county.
We definitely do.
You know, we've done that, too. But I thought they were for, like, you know.
Be careful, Carm. Don't start talking politics. No. We're staying on the old sports aru right now.
Yeah, but this is like related to sports, and it drives me nuts.
Said, it's with the Bears Stadium.
It drives me nuts.
But now if you get into, like, it's supposed to be for education and how much money is wasted on education. Oh, yeah. How much money is in the grift and construction? There's grift and construction, too.
I know. I guess here's my point. What it shouldn't be used to benefit private enterprise whose ownership groups are worth billions of dollars. Billions. I think I know that.
Right.
I think I know that we shouldn't have to give them
finance
money.
Billionaires money.
That should not be incumbent upon us. Not one cent of it. But again, somewhere long ago, one sports team pulled it off.
And then
and
the rest
everybody
followed.
Else looked at it and said, wait a minute. Every other owner's eyes got big and they said, wait, what?
How'd you guys do
this? And they've all convinced
the public. How'd you pull this off? Yeah.
With the threat of leaving, that it's your responsibility to cover our costs, even though there is no benefit to you.
None.
And it just drives me crazy. So the first meeting has happened between Governor Pritzker and Kevin Warren. I'm assuming more to come. And Kevin Warren wants this done. He wants it here.
The world's most expensive breakfast.
Yeah, the world's most expensive breakfast. And wherever it happens, they'll, again, who knows if we'll even get a say in it. In Kansas City, at least they got a say. Now, those poor people might get it, you know, like, look, they might get the screws turned on them, too, at some point. You know, because now you've got the Missouri, the Kansas side
of Kansas City.
You've got the state. You know, this is why it's all run wild. I mean, what do you expect? You've got Kansas saying, we'll pay for it. We'll ramrod it down our taxpayers' throats. Yep. We'll come on over. And so, you know, it's all crap. It's all lousy for the taxpayer.
Yeah.
But people don't seem to care enough.
Yeah, you're disgruntled, Carm.
I am disgruntled. I pay enough taxes living in Cook County.
Yes, you do.
I don't need to pay for the Bears Stadium.
Yes, you do. Not only do you pay Cook County taxes, you pay property taxes.
Well, that's what I mean.
Pay
like
gasoline taxes.
Oh, yeah.
You pay more than most of the country.
I live in Cook County.
Hey, you pay more than most of the country.
York, I try to go get my gas. I'm so close to DuPage County.
Yeah.
I usually do my shopping and get my gas in DuPage County.
Well, we are on the border, kid. Trust me. We see a ton of Illinois cars all the time.
Oh, I bet you do. You got to go get your gas and your fireworks in
Indiana.
It's like
25 cents cheaper, Carm.
Oh, I know.
I don't spend money on fireworks.
No, I'm kidding.
Cigarettes too, Carmen.
Did I say cigarettes? Oh, no. Food, gas, cigarettes, and fireworks.
Cigarettes would be number one.
Hey, when Ernie used to work here, his wife smoked the same cigarettes as my wife. I'd pick up a couple cartons a month for him.
I know.
He'd jump for joy.
Of course.
He liked, thanks, Jerk, because what he paid was close to double. Close to double what I paid.
Listen, go build.
Sin taxes, though. They call that sin tax.
That's a sin tax. Yeah.
And same thing with gambling and liquor.
Those
liquor
are,
taxes.
S-I-N, sin, not S-Y-N.
Yeah. No, sin. Yeah, not synthetic.
There's also a Zin tax.
There's no Zin tax.
That's actually, it is double bubble.
Z-Pack has to pay that.
Buy a can of dip here and buy a can of dip like
Copenhagen.
Copenhagen. Buy one in Illinois and buy one in Indiana and see how much you save.
I can imagine, Yerk.
Just because the guy wants a dip. Put a little pinch between his teeth and gums. The good old days when Carlton Fisk used to advertise Copenhagen.
Yeah, that's right. Build your stadium. Build it. Go ahead. You've got money. You can do it. You know, Bally's got its financing. We talked about that story last week, right? It looked like they might lose out. They found their financing.
Well, they found it,
They found $1 billion.
Right. They found somebody that wanted to make money off their, giving them money to build.
So go.
They know the money's going to be there.
Go get your financing. Nobody's stopping you. Brandon's in Crystal Lake. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, guys. Carm, I love the rant. Honestly, whether they stay in Chicago or move to Arlington Heights, I'm never going to go to a Bears game ever. Why am I incumbent on paying something that I will have nothing to me whatsoever? I won't go to a game. I'm not going to spend money at a game. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. I'll watch the game regardless from my television at home. Why do I have to pay for it? Why do my taxes, which I already pay enough taxes as it is, why is it now, the billionaires need more money?
I don't know.
Why is that okay? And just from the way you're saying it, does this make it sound like the governor is now leaning towards giving them the money, or are you just kind of going out?
Who knows? Who knows, Brandon? I don't know what will ultimately happen.
Given is the playbook on how to get it done by the governor.
Right. That's my guess.
Here's the template.
Yeah.
This is what needs to happen, and this is how things get greased.
Yeah. And you could call and argue and say, guys, what are you really complaining about? So it's an extra few cents here and there.
But it's not.
It's a hotel tax that you don't have to pay because you live here anyway. Although when that tax is short, guess who does have to pay it? And what if you
the citizens.
What if you did want to? Like, what if you were a Chicago resident or a suburban resident and you said, I'd like to spend a staycation for the weekend with the family or the missus?
Which I've done before.
And, of course, we all have. And I want to get a hotel. Why do I have to pay a tax in my town on a hotel? When the tax can't cover it, when it's short, guess who's stuck with it then?
Right.
The citizens of Cook County. And maybe you say,
guys, you take a Uber?
It's a small, right. It's a
you
small.
You get whacked under Uber.
It's
a
small
piece
portion.
Everything, Carm.
I don't, in principle, I have a problem with it.
Yeah.
I just have a problem with it.
Carm's getting whacked all over the place.
Jerry Reinsdorf has the nerve to ask for public money.
Yeah.
Are you joking?
And his investors. They're doing it too.
The nerve. For what you've done to White Sox fans? You want the citizens of this state, of this city, of this county to pay for a new stadium for you? The gall. And he laughs all the way to the bank.
Yes, he does. Him and his partners.
It's just upsetting. It's the principle of it. I don't know. I don't know why I get so worked up about it. But this one just works me up. It just bothers me. And I don't know, Brandon. My guess is ultimately they'll, whether it's here or Arlington, they're going to ask for public money. They're going to say they can't do it without it.
Yeah, of course.
They'll use the instrument that these owners have always used. Well, then we'll have to leave. We're just going to have to leave. And, okay, well, the Bears can't leave.
Good riddance.
And that's the way it just kind of goes.
Good riddance.
And I'm with Yurko.
My
guess is Governor Pritzker decided to sit down to hand him the playbook. Here's what we're going to need.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Here's the support I'm going to need.
That's right. Here's the playbook.
Politics, so dirty.
What we call
so
a
dirty.
Super PAC.
Every level of it.
Yeah.
312-332-3776. It's Carmen and Yurk. We'll take more of your calls coming up next.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko. Listen to us now. Live on the ESPN Chicago app. Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
The British Open starts tomorrow. It's the last major of the year. And that means we have another Golf Center of Des Plaines gift card to give away. You could get a golfer, sit back, relax. Even if you don't like golf,
right.
You're not going to watch. Your golfer may win, and you'll get a $200 gift card to Golf Center of Des Plaines.
This is the one where the field is pretty good. This is the one that the Open is where the field kind of it'll stand out a little bit more.
So
if you get the field, you're feeling pretty good about yourself.
So before we're done, we will give away 20 spots, right? The top 19 golfers in terms of the odds and then a field bet. I did see that Scottie Scheffler is the outright favorite at about 4-5 to 1.
Yeah.
And he is the first golfer. Let's see if you can guess, Yerk. He's the first golfer since who to be favored in all four majors in the same calendar
year? It's
got
to be Tiger Woods, then.
It is Tiger.
I mean, that's not even difficult.
Tiger did it in 2013. That's the last time Tiger did it. You know how many times in his career Tiger was the favorite in all four majors?
Like how many years?
How many years?
I would say 12 years running.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
12.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods was the favorite in all four majors 12 times in his career. That is staggering. And Scottie Scheffler is the favorite, like I said, depending on where you're looking, at about four, somewhere around 4 or 5 to 1. So we'll give away golfers a little bit later. We are like 5 weeks away from Football Fest. You believe that? It's going to be
right
Sunday,
the
25th of August at beautiful Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana.
Yeah, right there off of Burr Street.
This year is going to be different than years past because you're going to be more interactive and up close with us. There's going to be booths set up around the auditorium, and we're all going to be kind of mingling and doing our own thing and talking about the things in which we feel like we're experts when it comes to football. Adam Schefter and Field Yates are coming back into town for it.
Well, the last Football Fest I was at, if I'm not mistaken, we were at
115 Bourbon Street.
Yeah, so that's Yurko, the last one I was at.
Yurko's golf event at his club has coincided with this the last couple of years. This year it does not, so he will be there for the first time in a few years, so you can hang with Yurk.
I'll be there.
Buy tickets online at Ticketmaster or at HardRockCasinoNorthernIndiana.com. It's that simple. It's really a fun few hours. It's a great way to get ready for the football season. You know, fantasy or otherwise, it's not just fantasy anymore. This in the old days was the fantasy convention.
It's gambling.
This is everything.
A little bit of gambling, a little bit of everything. They've got a sports book there now, so you'll be able to put some monies down on some future wagers and some future bets that you might like.
It's just a fun way to spend a Sunday afternoon in the summer, too, just to get ready for football. Like, come hang with all of us. All the personalities are going to be there. And like I said, Schefter will be there. Field Yates will be there. You can gamble at the casino. There's going to be all kinds of food and drink.
And it is just a Sunday. It is a Sunday, and we'll have a benediction. Of course we will.
We're not going to have a benediction.
Absolutely. I'm the one. I'm the minister. We can have benediction.
Do you remember
when
you delivered the benediction at the company dinner one night?
Yeah. Yeah, the company did for the Christmas, for the holiday party. Yeah, absolutely. Of course.
Yurko.
There will be a benediction there. That's the bonus.
From a quick update to this Caleb Williams story.
Oh, God.
Mike Florio. I know you guys speculated, but he rewrote the article. Per multiple sources, Caleb Williams asked the Bears to agree to not use the franchise tag upon expiration of his rookie contract. The Bears declined.
Yeah, well, of course they did, because it's not...
Of course, but it's like this is breaking news of some sort.
Well, we didn't What's hit the Florio sounder, doing? So it's not breaking news.
The only thing
Florio.
The only thing Florio did right is saying that there's not a signed contract. That's the news.
But I don't blame Florio for any of this. What I'm saying is the Bears aren't going to budge on that because it would disrupt the entire... These are things that have been collectively bargained.
They've been bargained.
Whether you like it or not.
Right. These things have been
bargained. These have been bargained.
This has been bargained, Adam.
Has it been bargained?
It has been.
Okay. Collectively?
What do you think?
Ring the bargain bell. Ring that bell right now. That's the bargain bell now. All this stuff has been collectively bargained in. You can't just eliminate it.
What do you think the other owners would say and do?
Well, they'd tell the NFL to get in there and say, hey, this can't be negotiated that way. That's the first thing they would do. If that contract went to the league would reject it. The league would reject that contract, send it back, and say, no, you don't have a deal. Why? This language is in here.
Jason's in Ohio on ESPN 1000. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys. Hey, talking Football Fest, I was at that last year, and that was a great time. So looking forward to it again this year. I do have a question.
I'll be there this year, Jason. It's going to be triply special.
I can't wait. I do have a question. When NASCAR decided to come into the city, did that cost, like, the taxpayers anything, or how did that all work out?
I don't know.
Well, in theory, and I don't know, the devil's in the details.
Yeah, it's always. Thanks, you know, thanks, Jason.
Who's paying for the police? Who's paying for this? Who's paying for that? Did the city receive money? How much did they receive? Does it cover the costs of the event in the city?
I don't know any of those answers.
Against the theoretical benefit that the city receives from people that are coming in. Extra tax dollars, theoretically.
Hotel tax
dollars. The wage, all of it. Let's see it. What does it look like?
Yeah.
You know, the scales of economy. Well, that's what you spent. That's what you received. Which one's bigger? I don't think we ever get to see the devil in the details, unfortunately.
I know. I don't have the answers. Not smart enough to know. I think Yurko's right. Chris is in Buffalo Grove.
If we looked at the numbers, if they were made available to us, we'd be able to find out exactly.
Chris is in Buffalo Grove. What's up, Chris?
Carmen, Yurko, it has been too long, and I don't drink anymore, so I haven't seen you at Whiskey U, but I'll maybe bring a doobie or a pen. But
that, sounds good.
Let me get to the point at hand. We all know a bitch when we see one.
Right.
We know what they look like. We know what they sound like. You don't got to guard the dump button. This is long overdue. I haven't been to a Sox game in years. The last time I went to a Sox game, this is the definition of apathy. I just want to share this with you guys. I haven't gone to a Sox game since when Tim Anderson was in the Field of Dreams and celebrated. I don't know when that was. Is that 3 years ago?
2021.
It's been 3 years. All White Sox fans, including the ones that got a report about him on the radio, forget them. They're dead. It's like an ex. It's like a relative that never treated you right. They have no idea what's going on. And this isn't me just like looked up on the soapbox, Carm. I used to see Blackjack. I used to see Alex Fernandez. Mm. I used to see Sammy Sosa pre-steroids before we traded for George Bell, okay?
Yeah.
I go back. I go way back. Them and the Bulls, as a hardworking man, giving my free time and my money away from life to these guys, and you want more money?
Right.
It is the epitome of hilarity and just aloofness. The dude has no idea. Go downtown. I still Uber. I DJ. I'm a contractor. Doing three jobs to survive. Go outside and see all of the people from other countries with their kids on every other block from Chicago to the northwest suburbs sitting on the side of the road trying to sell us water or oranges or candy. I will not watch the Bulls. I will not watch the Sox. I'm all Bears. I'm all ESPN. Guys, across the world, do not give Reinsdorf anything. And I'm friends with one of the people in his family, his grandson, Nathan. We never talk sports. You know why? Because his grandpa is a douche. Who's the douche?
I feel like douche. That one. Thank you, Chris. Good rant. I feel like that one sort of died on the vine. I mean, right? Like, they have to be laughing Jerry out of the room, to be honest. Like, you want what? Get out. Get out.
Yeah.
You know, the Bears are a little different right now. But yeah, they got to laugh Jerry out of the room at this point. So that one seems like it's that one was the
DOA. I don't know why Chris brought up the fact that, you know, there's people at every interchange. I don't know why.
He's saying that there's unfortunate
there. Well, I mean, there is. That's true. I mean, and there's been an influx. But like Stony Island in 95th, there used to be the guy selling socks or hand towels and stuff. He'd come by, and then if you wanted some socks or hand towels, you'd give him a little money. And then all of a sudden, you got a hand towel. There's 20 families working that stretch of road right now.
Mm.
I mean, 20 families. Dad, mom, children. 20 different families working that stretch from like 91st to 95th Street under the viaduct right there.
Yeah.
They're set up by the viaduct. You know, they're in there. And I mean, I've never seen that. But I see it now.
Now you see it more and more.
I mean, it's 20 different families set up shop at Stony Island 95th.
All right, let's give away the first 10 golfers. You might get the feel, too. This is going to be assigned totally at random. College, let's just do it simple. We'll do college 1 through 10. And Abdallah, is that good, Adam?
Make it easy.
We'll do simple college 1 through 10 right now. You'll get a golfer or the field. Adam will assign you one at random when you call 312-332-3776. Just sit back and, you know, enjoy the weekend. And if your golfer wins, you will get a $200 gift card to Golf Center Displays. It's Carmen and York. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko. Follow the show on Twitter at Carmen DeFalco and at Yurko64. This is ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
Here's Ohtani. Walked his first time. It's a ball hard. Way back to right field. Soto doesn't even move. Star game. 28 so far in the regular season. And in his second at-bat in the All-Star game, he launches a no-doubt three-run home run.
Well, he is so strong, so tall, and has leverage with that bat in the zone. I believe he gets a split in the middle of the plate and didn't miss it. He hasn't missed many with the Dodgers.
He's so good. That Shohei guy, he's good. But that three-run home run in the end was not enough as the American League beats the National League for the 10th time, York, in the last 11 years. But Shohei did his thing. Paul Skeens did his thing in the first 21 pitchers in the game, I think, was it? I think it was like 21 pitchers to get 51 outs or 20 pitchers to get 51 outs. But the game moved. I love the pitch clock, 2.5 hours. in and out is pretty good. Uniform's awful.
Yeah,
MLB this year is awful. They've been marred this year by the uniform scandal. Scandalous, Yurko.
They should be wearing their own uniforms.
I wouldn't mind that. That's the way they used to do it.
No, they used to do it. It was great. Great picture. You know exactly who was going to be in the All-Star game.
Yeah.
You put them in these generic uniforms. You can't. Who are they?
And especially like the AL. What was with the colors? Like,
I have no
idea. Like, I mean, what am I?
Somebody had to approve it.
Those colors, color scheme. My God.
Somebody approved it. Somebody at MLB said, boy, this looks great. I don't know who it was, but they did it.
The anthem was good. At least they've got that one right. Cody Johnson?
Told you he had a nice voice.
He bounced back, man. Cody Johnson saved the day after the disgrace that was Monday night.
No, he's not going to rehab anytime soon.
No. He might have been drunk, but he still pulled it off. I don't know. He was great. Bryce Harper. I love Bryce Harper. He knows how to ham it up for the crowd, Yurk. Did you see the way he walked in? I mean, he walked in dressed like a cowboy. He had on the boots and
I did not know that.
The hat. Yeah. He's funny.
Iconic.
He knows how to ham it up. He just does. He knows how to play to the crowd. That's why I like Bryce Harper. He's fantastic.
So did you not like the American League uniforms or the National League
uniforms? I thought the American League uniforms were terrible.
Yeah. The gray ones?
I don't even think that was gray. What was that?
I don't know.
What is that?
I'm looking at it. It looks gray.
What is that color, Yurko?
It looks gray. I don't even know what taupe is.
To me, that's like a taupe. The NLs weren't too bad. I mean, the American Leagues looked terrible.
Yeah. Taupe is kind of a brownish gray.
Is that what that is?
Kind of drab.
Is that taupe? What is that
color? It's taupe-esque.
Terrible. With red? I don't know.
Yeah, that does look terrible.
It's not 1905. I mean, like, get with it here. That was terrible. And Rob Manfred's like, all right, we'll talk about the uniforms. You think?
We've
had to talk too much about baseball uniforms this year, period.
Is blue and blue?
Yeah, it was like
a blue on blue.
It was like a dark blue on a navy on like an aqua almost.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It wasn't as bad.
Close to teal. Not teal, but close to teal.
I'm with you. Let them wear their uniforms.
Let them wear their uniforms. What are we doing?
Shohei should be in his Dodger uniform. Crochet should be in his White Sox uniform.
Yes.
Shota should be in his Cubs uniform.
Well, it's a better way to expose 100%. The players to the audience, too. Because I was watching with my girlfriend. She's like, who's this guy? What team does he play for? You can't even tell because it's just a small patch on the sleeve. And the jerseys are so horrendous. You're not helping yourself out here.
No, just let them wear their regular standard uniforms. I think that would be better.
They overthought it, guys.
Crochet was on the station yesterday with Waddle and Peggy. We'll play some of that during the 1 o'clock hour. Just his thoughts on all the trade specs. Speculation as it continues to run pretty wild that he is indeed going to get moved. Let's say hi to Scott in Deerfield. What's going on, Scott?
How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. So, you know, the whole Caleb Williams thing, I'm a USC alum, been following Caleb since he came over with Lincoln Riley from Oklahoma, and this is all kind of standard operating procedure for him. So when he came to USC, you'd think that, the latest he could actually commit to USC would be something like the first day of classes. Well, for him, it was the last day that any student could actually join class, so it was actually like a week and a half after that on a Friday. When he announced for the NFL draft, I'm sure he knew for a month or 2 months or three that he was going to commit.
He did the last day.
Happened.
Yeah, that's true.
It sure was the last day.
It was.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is something that we're going to just all have to get used to for, I guess, hopefully, like the next 15 or 20 years, right?
Right.
So I think the question we really have to ask about when is Caleb going to sign is this. When do we think that Caleb and his team, not the Bears team, but like his crew, when do they think is the last day that he can actually sign? So I'd ask you guys, what do you think is the latest that you think Caleb could actually sign a contract with the Bears?
Well, I mean, I suppose he could take it as long as he wants. He could take it right up to the start of the season. Now, that'd be crazy.
But you're talking about him. I think he's asking the question like where he could still get enough of the preseason and still have.
Oh.
So I would say
thanks, Scott.
He can do it up until after the second exhibition game.
Man, that would suck, though, because
that would be the
10th. You play a little bit in one exhibition game, and that's it. God, I don't think any of that's going to happen.
The Bears have got four exhibition games.
Oh, but do you think he'd play in the fourth?
After the second one. If he didn't play, you might have to play.
Because you're coming, getting close to the start of the season then. Yep. And, like, I don't know. I don't think any of it's going to really matter, all the rhetoric. I think he's going to sign soon. I would think today or tomorrow. I get what Scott's saying, like a little bit of a flair for the dramatic. And if this is just the way he is, like, and he's great, okay, that's an easy thing to deal with.
You can put up with it?
Sure, of course. You know, but like, and all right, you asked. Fine, there's nothing wrong with asking, right? Florio's reporting that he did indeed ask the Bears to not, you know, to agree to never use the franchise tag on him. And the Bears politely declined.
I don't think so.
Okay, so, you know, that's it. There's no negotiation. That's a collectively bargained mechanism for the owners. It benefits them. You're not getting rid of it. So, you know, just sign the contract. He'll do that very soon. I don't think this is going to spill into the weekend.
Well, you hope so.
Well, I hope so. I just also think that's the way it's going to be.
Okay.
More of your phone calls coming up, 312-332-3776. It's Carmen and York. We'll be back in 2 minutes.